I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. What does it cost to follow Jesus? I've answered this question in different ways at different times in my life. Your answer to the question is probably unique. On one hand, everyone is invited into the kingdom. Like it says in Isaiah 55, "If you're thirsty, come and drink, even if you have no money. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David." God is generous and pours himself out for all of his children. At the same time, Jesus spoke of the cost of being his disciple. In Matthew 16, Jesus tells his closest friends that he is going to suffer and be put to death. Peter takes him aside and rebukes him for saying such things. Jesus, in turn, rebukes Peter. He says, "If you think following me is all about triumph and material victory and conquest and gain, you're wrong." Verses 24 to 26 say this: "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" What is the cost of following Jesus? It's everything. The disciples he was talking to would literally give up their lives to follow Jesus. Each one of them put to death by the empire because they pointed to another way of being human in the world, a more equitable and just way. When you suggest alternatives to the status quo and the way the people in power like to do things, that power gets used against you. That's what happened to Jesus and to his closest friends. But what is the cost for me and you? Most of us don't have our lives threatened for being a disciple of Jesus. In fact, when the empire claims to be Christian, the disciple of Christ is faced with a different set of problems. How do you challenge an empire that still oppresses the poor and the foreigner and the forgotten, but does so with a Bible in hand? Here's what I know to be true. Following Jesus, not just holding to a set of beliefs, but living in the way he taught us to live, that costs something. If it doesn't, we're probably doing it wrong. When you lose your life for his sake, that's when you find it. People left everything to follow him because what he taught about the world and our place in it was so profound, it mattered more than everything else. It's worth it, but that doesn't mean there isn't loss. A denial of selfishness and self-centeredness. Jesus lived and died for others. He built up the people around him. He lived sacrificially. And when we do that, when we lay down our lives like he did, we discover what it really means to be alive. It's a paradox, and one that, if I'm honest, I often try to avoid. Like Peter, I want to rebuke Jesus when he starts talking about death and sacrifice. I selfishly want to walk the path of comfort and triumph. But when people around me are suffering, and I choose to be comfortable rather than sacrificing to help them, I'm not following in the way of Jesus. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. There is a profound truth here, and it's more relevant than the suggestion of martyrdom. We all spend our lives. How will you spend yours? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.